Have you ever had a day that changed your life? A day that you remember in full color and surround sound, down to the second. A day that you keep in your pocket to take out in your lowest moments. A day that began with you as you were and ended with you as you are now. What was that day? Where were you? For a number of women in Singapore, the day that changed their lives was a Saturday in May 2009. They woke up that morning with their hearts in their throats. They were heading into battle over something precious, an organization that they had built over 24 years. Winning would mean saving it, and losing would mean the end of not just the organization, but something more, something intangible, like justice or fairness. Or hope.
Drama 2 apparently at the Aware office as well. Our reporter Paul.
Who would want to take over Aware? I mean, why?
Then it started to narrow down towards this one religious group.
We're here to further the cause of women. We are pro-family, pro-women, pro-Singapore.
They will want to see as many souls saved as possible.
It was as if she had seen the devil and I was the devil.
I said, I will go to the police. And he actually retorted me, yeah, sure, go to the police.
If someone comes into your home and invades it, of course you have to fight back.
Welcome to Saga, a podcast about the events that came to be known as the Aware Saga. I'm Bharati Jagdish. Over the next 12 episodes, I'm going to tell you one of the strangest, most remarkable stories in Singapore history. How a band of religious conservatives hijacked the nation's leading feminist organization, and how the women of Aware galvanized thousands to get it back. It was a Saturday afternoon, 28th March 2009. Tan Joo Hin made her way to Block 5 Dover Crescent on the western side of Singapore. It was almost 3 p.m. as she passed the rundown basketball court, then the modest hawker centre with uncles chatting over plates of chicken rice. Tucked at the other end of this sleepy government housing block was the office of the Association of Women for Action and Research, or AWARE for short. Joo Hin was on her way to the organization's annual general meeting, or AGM.
I told everybody that I would be late.
But Joo Hin was not worried about missing much. By 2009, AWARE's annual general meetings were, well, predictable. Some might say boring.